Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Bonnie Verberg, director of the Vermeer Windmill. And we're talking about tulips and things that are tulip time related. First and foremost, as usual, Bonnie, I'd just like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Thanks, Evan, for coming over. I appreciate it.
People have been talking a lot about it. The tulips are blooming early this year. It's sort of a reality of the situation we're in now. And around town, a lot of them can be seen, lots of beautiful colors. Now, it's not altogether a bad thing. Could you tell me a little bit more about the tulip bloom and what people should be doing?
Well, the tulips are really looking really pretty right now, Evan. It's still almost a month till tulip time, and unless, you know, the weather stays really cool, like high of 60 and low of 42 every night from now till tulip time, it's likely there's not going to be much left for tulips during tulip time. But we're encouraging people just to double their days in Pella. Come now and see the tulips. They are really pretty. The trees are blooming yet right now. The grass is as green as you can imagine. And, of course, the tulips are in full bloom. I shouldn't say in full bloom because the late season ones still haven't opened up. So we should have tulips for at least another 2 to 3 weeks if the weather stays good. And then come again for our festival because there's just lots of things to do then. I don't really need to tell Pella and local people what there is because everybody has their favorite part of tulip time. But if somebody from outside the area is listening, I'm sure they'll know about our good foods and the parades that are just some of the best in the state and in the Midwest. In fact, they've been named some of the best in the state and in the Midwest by different travel associations. So I think there's lots more to tulip time than tulips, fortunately. And what I've been telling people is tulip time is just a single word, tulip. So as long as we have one, we'll be in great shape.
So what are some of the bigger events this year for tulip time, and what are some of the particular things you're celebrating?
Well, there's a lot of good things we're celebrating. This year, they're celebrating the Vermeer Mill's 10th birthday, and we'll celebrate that a little at tulip time, and we'll be doing it again on the 5th of July on a Thursdays in Pella event that we'll talk about a little closer to that event, but there's a lot of exciting things. But with tulip time, there's so much going on. The Queen and her court have focused on windmills in their presentation. If people haven't heard that presentation, I would encourage them to go to their local service organization or wherever they're performing and hear it, because when they got done last week, I said to them, you could become mill guides. I think you know as much as most of my mill guides do. They do a great job of telling about the windmill and how it operates. There's other things coming up before tulip time that people might want to be aware of. Of course, the Monday before tulip time, I think that's April 30. It's hard to believe that that's still in April, the Monday before tulip time. But we'll have a Dutch baking contest, Evan, and we have that every year. But this year, the theme is anything almond. And so we're encouraging people to find their cookbooks and their recipes and look for things that have almond in them. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be a sweet. It can be, you know, maybe a vegetable dish if that's what they're so inclined to do. But any recipe that has almond of some sort or another, it can be slivered almonds, it can be roasted almonds, it can be almond extract, it can be almond paste. We don't care as long as it's almond. And there'll be more details of that coming out in the next few weeks, but it just gives people a heads up to start looking at it. Of course, Crossroads has the Klompen Classic. It's time to be registering for that if you haven't gotten registered and if you want a t-shirt. We're looking for people here at the Village and in the Windmill to volunteer during tulip time. We have a lot of empty spots. All you need is a smile and a Dutch costume, and we can help you with the Dutch costume if you don't have one. We'll see what we can work out for you, and it's up to you to put your smile on. But we especially need people on Saturdays. There's some openings on Thursday and Friday yet, but Saturday is really our busiest day, and that's also a lot of local people's busiest day. So if they can take a little time out of their day and come help us for 2 or 3 hours, we'd surely appreciate it.
And that brings up a good point on that. You don't need a full day commitment. Just a couple hours here and there can be a big help to you guys.
That's exactly right. I think we have the day divided into 3 shifts, so the shifts are about 3 hours each is all we need.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about coming up here before we wrap things up for today?
Well, Evan, I can't think of anything. You know, you asked me about the whiskey story. Someone said that whiskey, Jack Daniels, would slow down tulip growth or plant growth. I looked it up on the web and it seemed true, so I convinced our gardener to spray some of our beds with a dilution of whiskey and water, just a 5% dilution rate. It's still to be seen whether it worked or not. So those people who are wondering, I don't know, those tulips haven't opened up yet. We put it on half of 3 different beds. I do believe they look a little happier than some of the others, but I can't tell you whether the solution or the home remedy made any difference. If it made a difference, I know some people in Holland, Michigan that are looking for the recipe.
If it works, then maybe if this sort of outlandishly warm winter and spring happens again, we'll be prepared.
That's exactly right.
I'm sure we'll be sitting down again at least one more time, if not probably a couple times before tulip time, and I'm looking forward to it, Bonnie.
Thanks, Evan. Appreciate it.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.